You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down the Lal Street. Today was the last day of the trading week, the 3rd of May 2019. All that transpired today in the markets and all that we can expect in the coming May series is what I bring to you on this nifty little package we like to call an evening walk down the Lal Street. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Money Control.
An evening walk down the Lal Street with Money Control.
Benchmark indices gave away all their intraday gains in the final hour of trading. At close, the Sensex was down 18.17 points at 38,963.26, while Nifty was down 12.5 points at 11,712.3. About 1,027 shares have advanced, 1,462 shares have declined, and 190 shares remained unchanged. Among the sectors, FMCG, IT, pharmaceuticals, and metals ended in the red, while some buying, meaning green, was seen in the auto, banking, energy, and infrastructure sectors. Sensex and the Nifty ended 0.3% on the lower side for the week. The market breadth was in favor of declines as mid-cap gains remained selective and the advanced decline ratio stood at 2:3. IT stocks came under pressure as Cognizant lowered its CY19 growth guidance. ICICI Bank was the top Nifty gainer ahead of its earnings on Monday next week. Vinod Nair, head of research at Geojit Financial Services, told Money Control, and I quote, "The markets started on a positive note, supported by a strong rupee and a fall in oil prices. However, gains were capped due to the premium valuation. While fall in 10-year yield led the bank index to outperform, market is likely to stay range-bound due to weak global cues, while better quarter results may provide opportunity to accumulate." Unquote. Nagaraj Shetty, who's a senior technical and derivative analyst at HDFC Securities, also told Money Control, and I quote, "The choppy trend continued in the market and Nifty closed on a slightly negative note. The broader high-low range of 11,790 to 11,650 levels is intact and fresh momentum is expected to strengthen only beyond this range." Unquote. Now, three stocks that made some noise today on the Lal Street. Shares of Bombay Dyeing rose 5% after the company turned profitable in the quarter ended March 2019. The company reported a profit of 1,253.33 crore rupees in quarter 4 FY19 against a loss of 159.38 crore rupees in quarter 3 FY19. Another Wadia Group company, Britannia Industries. These companies had come under a bit of a cloud after the incident with Nesvadia, but Britannia Industries continued its fall today as well in relation to its quarter four profit. It fell 2% after brokerages, including CLSA and Credit Suisse, cut the target price after the company announced its quarter four earnings. The company's quarter four net profit was up 12% at 294.3 crore rupees against 263 crore rupees. Revenue was up 10.3% at 2,799 crore rupees versus 2,537.5 crore rupees. And finally, DLF surged more than 3% after the realty major transferred a shopping mall in Noida to its subsidiary firm for 2,950 crore rupees. In a regulatory filing, DLF informed that the company has transferred its property, that is Mall of India, in Noida to one of its subsidiaries, Palival Real Estate, in the ordinary course of business at an arm's length consideration of 2,950 crore rupees arrived on the basis of the valuation report of an independent valuer. So Bombay Dyeing, Britannia Industries and DLF making some noise today on the Lal Street. And before we end this short and sweet evening walk down the Lal Street, let's take a look at what's happening in global markets. Asian markets ended mixed today on the back of overnight losses on Wall Street. Hong Kong's Hang Seng gained 0.46% to close at 30,081.55, while South Korea's Kospi slipped 0.74% to close at 2,196.32. European markets are trading with marginal gains today on Friday ahead of payrolls data in the United States. All right, that's everything that happened in the markets in India and the world today. We'll be, of course, coming out with our usual podcasts. We have the Market Podcast to look forward to. We have, of course, stories of the day, some of the biggest stories in the world making the news. One particularly interesting one that I'll be talking about today is about Germany shutting down a dark web marketplace. So that might have some implications, considering Facebook, for example, is gearing more and more towards sort of a marketplace environment, or indeed the push towards private messaging and private groups, etc. So what kind of implications would that have on Facebook, for example, is something we'll be exploring in one of the stories. We'll also, of course, be talking about the elections. Yesterday, we spoke about the story of the first general election, and today, we're going to be talking about women in the election, the rise of the woman voter, and of course, the rise of women politicians, and what it means for the outcome in the election this time. So you have all of those stories to look forward to over the course of the day. Do write into us, mcpodcast@nw18.com. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.